All right, welcome to the special report on silver. I've got some insider information to share with you here. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. At the time I'm recording this, silver is $109 per ounce. Now, that's in overseas markets before U.S. markets are opening on Monday morning. And probably a lot of this is due to the imminent risk of war. I think most of the world believes that the U.S. is beginning to or getting ready to strike Iran with extensive bombing. And this time, Iran is going to push back. And it looks like China has provided Iran with some large array of equipment, drones, missiles, who knows what. Russia has provided equipment and technical expertise. Iran has demonstrated long-range ballistic missiles that can now strike Washington, D.C. And also, Iran has very advanced missile systems that can sink ships, or at least damage ships, such as U.S. aircraft carriers. It's not that hard to render an aircraft carrier useless. All it takes is one giant hole in the tarmac, and then the ship has to go home for, you know, 5 years of repairs, or however long that takes. But since there's nobody in the U.S. who can work in shipyards and weld anymore, that's probably going to take 5 years. Probably have to send it over to South Korea to actually have it repaired by people who still know how to work. In any case, silver skyrocketing. And here's the situation that's happening behind the scenes. Now, the situation is very volatile. A lot of people are concerned that once silver hits a price of, let's say, $120 an ounce, we're going to start seeing real defaults, like physical delivery defaults from various exchanges. Could be London, could be New York, could be Beijing, who knows. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this market, but silver has gone past the point of being happy, happy, happy. Like, that was when silver hit 50 and then 75 and then 90. We're like, you happy? And then it hit 100. Happy. Now it's like, uh-oh. Now we're in the concern stage because I forgot who said it. Maybe it was Jim Sinclair years ago. Somebody said that you don't want to live in a world where silver is $500 because something's gone horribly wrong. Something's broken. And indeed, that seems to be where we are headed. So what's the truth about the situation with silver? Is silver, can you sell it? Can you buy it? Is it liquid? Who's got inventory? What's happening with the refiners, etc.? Well, I got the inside scoop from my friends inside the silver industry, you know, top people, high-level people who have moved billions of dollars of silver over many decades. You can probably guess who some of those people are. So here's what's happening. There is both huge selling pressure of silver from the retail side. So lots of people who have silver, they see silver passing $100 and they want to cash in because they need the money for food or rent or electricity bills this month. They need the money. They need the cash, even though silver is money. But they need the fiat, right? So they're selling silver like crazy. And it's true that almost all the gold and silver retailers across America are being inundated with people lining up to sell their silver. But at the same time, tons of people are buying silver from the retailers. Silver sales are through the roof also. And you might be thinking, well, how is this possible? How are both things possible? Well, it's very simple. Both things are possible because people who have money are buying silver like crazy. People who need money are selling silver like crazy. The problem is, it's not the same silver. So people who are selling silver are selling like random coins, old coins, they mix and match. Some people bring in like silver spoons and, you know, forks and silver jewelry and weird sizes and things, you know? So yeah, a lot of silver retailers are beginning to really lowball those kinds of items. So if you walk into a silver retailer right now and you say, hey, I've got, you know, here I've got 100 ounces of just random silver trinkets, you know, they're probably going to say, oh, all I can give you is 30% below spot for that stuff, because nobody wants that stuff. You know why? Because the refiners are all backed up. The refiners are backed up. Yes, they are months behind. So the refiners are running full tilt. The problem is, if you're a wholesaler or a retailer, if you buy people's silver, the stuff that people bring in off the street, that's just random mix and match silver, you have to send it to a refiner, because you can't sell that stuff. It's not in the format that people want to buy. And then on the buy side, people want to buy, you know, coins, like 1 ounce coins, U.S. mint, or other mints, recognized mints around the world, like Kangaroos or whatever, Krugerrands, you know, they want to buy the stuff that's recognizable. Well, you can't magically take in random silver from people on the street and just convert it into silver eagles. So refiners do that, and then it has to go to the mints to actually, you know, press the coin, melt the silver, press the coins. That's a process, and that process is log jammed big time. That's why there's record demand that can barely be met, and also there's record supply that's flooding the intake side of this market at the same time. Okay? So I've seen a lot of inaccurate information about this online, especially on X, which seems to be just the worst place to get information these days. But people on X don't know that this is happening. Some people are complaining, oh, I can't sell my silver. Everybody said it was going to be liquid, and now I can't sell it. Because they have some weird sizes and things, you know? Yeah, you're not going to be able to sell it right now at spot price. You know why? Because spot price represents typically 1,000-ounce bars that are of a guaranteed purity that are delivered to whatever industry is trying to buy it or whatever mint is trying to buy it. So, you know, it's approved, it's certified, it's got purity level, etc. So spot price really only represents pure silver bars. Spot price does not describe somebody's, you know, garage sale silver. That's going to be worth a lot less. And also, refiners are log jammed. So what that means is that the dealers or the retailers that are taking in the silver, and you've heard people like Bill Holter say, you know, tons of people are selling silver now. Believe me, everybody that I know in this industry, Andy Shackman, Bill Holter, you know, Chris Olson, all of them, they're all getting record huge amounts of people selling silver to them. The problem is, because the refiners are backed up for so long, months, then if you're a dealer taking in that silver, you now have to take the price risk over that duration because you have to sit on the silver. So in other words, if you're a dealer, you take in silver from somebody, right? Somebody sells you, I don't know, 10,000 ounces of silver. You give them cash for 10,000 ounces of silver. That's quite a bit of cash. But now you got to sit on that 10,000 ounces because maybe it's in a weird format before the refiner can process it and turn it into something that you can then sell. And that could take 4 months, let's say. So how do you, as a dealer, how do you manage that price risk of that silver? Well, what you do is you go to the COMEX market and you sell short silver in the paper market to match the number of ounces that you're carrying in terms of the risk. And if you know anything about, you know, futures or options or what have you, you know that then this evens out the risk so that the dealer knows exactly how much they're going to earn when the refiner finally takes the metal, assuming that they've calculated the wait time correctly. So you have dealers selling silver short. In case silver prices plummet, then they don't get wiped out. Does that make sense? So it's not just banks that are selling silver short. It's also dealers that are selling short to cover the physical inventory that they have right now. Now, Obviously, those short positions are going to expire worthless if silver prices continue to rise. But then that dealer will make more money on the rising price of silver that more than makes up for the loss on the short sell. So in other words, they're shorting silver as an insurance policy, which is actually the correct usage of COMEX or any kind of commodities futures exchange. You should use it to reduce risk, not to amplify your risk. So in other words, you know, silver dealers are using it correctly. But nevertheless, that costs them money. They have to pay the premiums on the futures or the put options if they're going that direction. They have to pay the premiums. Those premiums are lost if silver keeps going up. So that eats into the profit margins of the dealers, which means that dealers have to consider this when determining how much they're willing to pay you for your silver up front. That's another reason, because of this long delay, you know, the risk over time, that's another reason why people are getting less money right now when they're trying to sell silver, because everybody's trying to sell silver at the same time. Now, I may have mentioned this before, but there's a Nobel Prize winning formula for pricing options with price risk over time called Black-Scholes. And if you want to look it up, I think that's spelled S-C-H-O-L-E-S, Black-Scholes. That allows you to calculate the so-called value of options, mostly related to corporate stock prices. But you can use variations of the formula to price in the risk factor or the value of options in commodities markets as well. And a lot of people do. It's a very complex formula, actually. But when you break it down, it also makes sense. Anyway, that formula won a Nobel Prize in economics, I think, for a couple of people who happen to be named Black and Scholes. It turns out, what a coincidence. And anyway, if you want to understand more geeky details about, you know, the cost of price risk over time, you can look at that formula. But one of the key things about the formula is that any kind of volatility amplifies that thing. It amplifies the price of risk big time. And right now, silver and gold have massive volatility. So what that means is that futures or options, you know, even you just straight buying and selling or having calls and puts or you know, buying or selling calls and puts, all those things are now going to be much more expensive because of the extreme volatility. So anyway, the way this was described to me by, again, a high-level insider is as follows. This is an actual quote. Quote, "The entire silver industry is starting to seize up." He said that dealers all across the country, they don't want to buy any more silver. They don't want to take it in because they can't move it because the refiners are backed up. So the spot price, again, which only represents 1,000-ounce pure silver bars that are produced by approved refiners, that price is not what you're going to get if you're part of the herd that's trying to sell silver right now for fiat. But I would say, this is just my personal opinion, don't take this as financial advice, but I would say it's a bad idea to sell silver right now. You know, don't jump in with the mob here. The mob is desperate to sell silver because they think that this is the top. Oh, they think this is the top. So always be careful if you find yourself moving in the same direction as the herd, because the herd is stupid, actually. And this is not the top. This is nowhere near the top in my assessment. And I've done a lot of assessment on this, as you probably know. And what's clear to me is that the actual demand for silver is really not primarily a monetary demand, although that portion of it is increasing. The actual demand is coming from industry, and that's divided up into multiple sectors. Of course, there's the green energy sector with solar panels. There's the military sector, which is a huge demand part of this equation because silver is in all the weapons, the cruise missiles, etc. You've got telecommunications, you've got computing, data centers is massive. And you've got medical on top of that because of all the unique properties of silver and so on. There are other uses as well. For example, batteries. So in every EV, there's some amount of silver, but that amount is going to go up significantly when Samsung rolls out its solid-state batteries that use the silver-carbon anode technology with the thin film, you know, 5-micron thick layered anode in the solid-state batteries. That, man, I can't wait to see that one. I'm going to buy one and open it up and just to look at it. Like, wow, this is from the future, you know. Skynet technology and batteries. It's going to be something. Watch it, like, catch on fire when I try to open it up. Keep those fire extinguishers handy. Anyway, no, don't open up all your batteries. That's just something that I do. Nevertheless, silver demand is going to be crazy high for years to come, unless, and this is the only major caveat as far as I can tell, unless there's some global event that just devastates economies and populations and industry. Now, that could happen. Nuclear war. Actually, technically, that could happen next week with Trump bombing Iran and maybe Russia responds and nukes America, you know. Hey, that's a very rapid way to reduce demand for products. It's, you know, nuking the world's population. Yeah. So there are scenarios where silver goes way down. I do want to be clear about that. But those scenarios are all catastrophic. You know, aliens show up and say, the planet's ours now. You know, give us all your silver. You think aliens need silver? Are they like mining the universe for silver? For their exotic, like, silver weapons or whatever? We need silver for the light speed travel. There could be events. There could be another stage pandemic. There could be currency collapse. There could be a global debt reset. Lots of events, okay? But they're all so catastrophic that the price of silver be the last of your concerns. You'll be worried about, how do I get food and not die? You know, how do I defend my property and not get shot and taken over by, you know, roving bands of marauders, you know, things like that. Those are going to be your concerns in those scenarios. So barring that, silver is going to continue to skyrocket, as far as I can tell, at least through the end of 2027. But again, things could change. On the tech side, for example, one of the things that could change is that somebody could have some kind of breakthrough technology that replaces silver with something else. You know, I mean, some solar manufacturers are trying to do that. It doesn't work that well. They lose efficiency of the solar panels, by the way, when they try to remove the silver. I think that modern science has a pretty good handle on the table of elements, and they know very well the properties of every element very well. I don't think there are going to be a lot of big surprises in that space. Like, they're not going to suddenly discover some other element that's been hidden in the rocks the whole time and nobody saw it until now, and it conducts electricity better than silver. No, not going to happen. Why? Because we've seen all the elements. I mean, I've seen all the elements in my lab. I have mass spec instruments, ICP-MS, and we see all the elements, and, you know, we see them all by mass. You know, you can look at the results across the entire table. Well, maybe not everything. We're not looking at, you know, hydrogen, obviously, or even helium, or even oxygen, because that's in the intake air, etc. So, I mean, there are a few elements we don't see, but for everything that matters, all the transition metals, for example, yeah, we see them all. Of course we do. So there's not going to be some unknown element that just pops in and replaces silver. That's not going to happen. You can bank on that. And then if you think some advanced lab at MIT is going to come up with some new element that replaces silver, and, you know, yeah, sure. And it will exist for like 1/1,000,000th of a second, and then it's gone. You know, they'll write up a paper, it'll be in Scientific American, and the headline will say, you know, MIT scientists create, you know, breakthrough new element that beats silver. And then in the fine print, it's gone in 1/1,000,000,000 of a second. So that's not going to fly. Because, you know, those artificial elements, they're all unstable. They're not part of nature. you can artificially glob together a bunch of protons and neutrons and whatever. You can call it an element, and then nature says, not so fast. We don't really like that configuration. Goodbye. Kerplunk. And then it's like a collapsing Jenga tower, and now you have different elements. And it all collapses back to copper and cadmium and lead and whatever else. Anyway, so I think the upshot from this, again, don't take this as financial advice. I'm not your financial advisor. But I've been right about metals for years. And, you know, if you listened to me years ago, you were buying silver at $18, and now it's $109. You've done very well. What I'm doing is not selling. I am holding or buying. And I like to dollar cost average into metals, which means I buy a little bit every month, no matter what the price. Doesn't matter to me. I just keep buying it because I know that at the end of this currency game, the dollar is toast and you're going to just be left with whatever metals you have, period. Or land, you know, or how many gallons of diesel you have stored. I was thinking about that tonight. I was pumping 500. I have a 500-gallon diesel tank, and I was pumping from that tank into my diesel, forced air diesel heaters that's keeping my goats warm right now, too, by the way. So I was pumping diesel. I'm like, this is wealth, you know, having fuel to create heat during a cold spell, that's wealth. But so is silver, so is gold, so is land, so is water, access to water. If you have water on your property or a spring, even better, you know, that's wealth. What's not wealth is dollars. Dollars are collapsing, and they're collapsing like never before. Now, so again, my strategy, I suggest that you research this. You know, don't just take my word for anything. But use our AI tool, brightanswers.ai, and you can conduct research there. It's got the financial advisor built in now. You can ask it anything about gold, silver, money, risk reduction, investment strategies. Use that as a research tool. It's free. That's at brightanswers.ai. And you can also find lots of free books on silver and investing at books.brightlearn.ai. That's the book creation engine. There's over 26,000 books there now, and hundreds of them are on gold and silver, by the way, because a lot of people know a lot about gold and silver. So you can read all those books for free or download them. They're all completely free. So check that out. But my strategy is keep accumulating and holding. Don't sell right now. This is the sucker sell. This is the uninformed mob thinking that they're cashing out at the top, and they are wrong. They are horribly wrong, and I am absolutely confident that that's the case. I'm not saying there won't be some kind of correction along the way. There could be. For example, could silver plunge below $100 again? Absolutely. It could happen tomorrow. Could it plunge below 80? Yeah. Could silver lose 20% in a week? Absolutely. It could happen. If that happens, I'm going to double down on my buying because it's just an opportunity. But the trend here is clear, and the industrial demand is clear. If you keep accumulating and keep holding, then once all the sort of low IQ people have sold out all their silver and you give it a few months for the refiners to take all that in, then you're going to be sitting on, really, dare I say, a gold mine in silver. Because at that point, see, now all the easy silver has been sold into the system. And now the industrial users of silver, their demand is still there. So the prices are going to have to keep going up to convince more and more higher wealth people to part with their silver. So in other words, the $100 level cause a lot of sort of lower income people, like lower information people. I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying they're just not well informed. You know, grandma left me some silver coins. Let's go sell them. You know, that kind of person. That's who's selling now. Let them sell. Don't line up and be part of that. You're going to get lowballed on it. Don't be part of that. Wait for that to clear out. As the demand keeps rising, then the prices are going to have to rise substantially more to convince the higher information people to let go of their silver. That's going to push silver prices to $150 this year, in my estimation. And then by next year, $200 an ounce, sometime in 2027 is my current estimate. At this rate, who knows? We could be there before Christmas this year. Who knows? But the longer you hold silver, the more you're in command of this whole situation, the more you'll be able to command a premium, especially when the scarcity really starts to take hold. Remember that refiners right now, there's a glut of silver in the refiners. They're not short on silver. They can't even process it fast enough. What you want to do is wait until the refiners can't get the silver. That's when silver prices are going to skyrocket. That's when dealers are going to be offering you, you know, spot plus premium for your silver. And that day is coming, but it's many months away. It might be a year away. It's hard to say. But I say wait this out right now. Don't sell unless you're in some kind of desperate situation for cash. But understand, you're selling yourself short, I believe, in terms of the long-term price of where this is going. Also, the dollar currency is absolutely collapsing. So whatever gold and silver you have is what you're going to be left with. So that's my take on it. Again, do your own research. But if you want gold and silver from my trusted source, which is our sponsor, that's Battalion Metals, and they're co-founded by Tucker Carlson and Chris Olson and his whole group that I've worked with for many, many years. And you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. Metalswithmike.com. And if you purchase physical from them, gold or silver, and they have real-time pricing on their website, they're not running bait and switch gimmicks, none of that garbage. Honest pricing, privacy is assured, discreet purchasing and delivery, guaranteed insured delivery, etc. But if you use discount code RANGER, they'll waive the shipping insurance fee. That's the shipping insurance fee, not the shipping fee. So use discount code RANGER. That lets them know you heard about it from us. Helps support our platform with a very, very tiny benefit to us. Because the margins are so thin in this market. And as you'll see, Battalion Metals pricing is incredibly good, extremely competitive. So metalswithmike.com is where you can find them. And one final word, I also hear people say, well, I don't know, should I buy now? It seems like it's too high to buy now. And I know exactly what you mean, because I thought that when silver was $38. I was, seriously, I was sitting there saying, I don't know that I can pay $38 for silver. It just seems like it's so high, because I used to buy it for $18. And when I first started buying silver back in the 1990s, I was paying $6 an ounce. And, you know, $38, I don't know that I can pay that. Now it's $108 or $109, you know. So it was kind of foolish on my part at the time. And I have a feeling it's kind of foolish even right now. I say the most rational way to acquire and stack gold and silver is to just dollar cost average into it little by little, month after month. If you want to put a massive amount into it right now, well, yeah, there's going to be some price risk. You know, you could get a 10% correction in one day, actually. But the trend is your friend right here, going into these metals. And I think that the dollar is toast. So again, but don't take my word for it. Make up your own mind. Get your own investment advice. Do your own math. Whatever works for you. Reduce your risk in whatever way you can. And that's what I'm advocating here, is risk reduction. I want to help reduce your exposure to the collapse of the dollar. And metals are the best way to do that. And you notice Bitcoin hasn't been going up. In fact, people who put all their money into Bitcoin have really missed out on the skyrocketing gold and silver prices. And gold is over $5,000, you know? So I'm glad that, you know, I mean, I never sold any Bitcoin. I never had very much. But, well, actually, many, many years ago, I did swap Bitcoin for gold at one point. Yeah. And that's when Bitcoin was a lot lower, but also gold was lower at the same time. But whatever. For the last year, metals is where it's at. And in my opinion, we are not yet in the FOMO blow-off bubble stage. We're not even close. We're going to get there at some point when everybody's talking about buying gold and silver, and it's all over, you know, all your Uber drivers are talking about how much silver they bought today, and it's a couple $100 an ounce or $500 an ounce or whatever. You know, there's going to be some kind of bubble point to this whole thing, but in my opinion, we're nowhere near that. We're still at the phase where less than 1% of the American people even own any metal. Less than 1%. This is not a bubble. This is this is just being way ahead of the curve here. So yeah, when 50% of the people have some silver and gold and everybody's talking about it's going to go to the moon, yeah, then we have an issue. We'll talk about it if that happens. But probably the whole banking system will collapse before we get there, so we'll see. All right, until then, stay tuned. You can read my articles on naturalnews.com. I'm publishing articles every day now, finally, again. And I'm also publishing books and lots of things, videos and all kinds of fun stuff. So check it all out. You can follow my videos on brighteon.com and get ready for some very interesting times. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.